We round out Thinking Out Loud on this Tuesday evening with my guest, Sharon Gulick. She's here to talk about the Missouri Rural Survey. Gulick works for University Extension as a state specialist. She's the Director of Community Economic and Entrepreneurial Development, and she's the Executive Director of the Missouri Rural Development Partners. Sharon, welcome to KBIA.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
In your capacity as Community Economic and Entrepreneurial Development Director, that sounds really important. What do you do?
Well, as director of XCEED, you know, everything has to have an acronym, so we break it down to XCEED. We work with primarily rural communities, not necessarily by exclusivity, but more by happenstance. And when I use the word community, I could be talking about a town, I could be talking about a county, could be talking about a regional group. We work with them, number one, to help them understand what's really driving our economy. You know, we've got a lot of communities that still believe that agriculture, for example, is the primary driver in their local economy, and they're often surprised to find out that it's actually a different sector of the economy. Some of them are struggling because they've lost a lot of businesses. Of course, we have the ongoing issue trying to keep young people in the communities. We encourage those communities to work with their neighbor communities more on a regional basis, go through kind of a focused process looking at what are the opportunities, what are the challenges, what are the strengths that they have, and then we help them build out an economic development strategic plan with action items, goals, accountability, metrics.
That's Sharon Gulick. She wears a couple of hats. She's an Extension State Specialist based here in Columbia as the Director of Community Economic and Entrepreneurial Development. She's also the Executive Director of the Missouri Rural Development Partners. What is that group and what does it do?
Missouri Rural Development Partners is the state's federally authorized rural development council. The Missouri Rural Development Partners was established in the late 1980s through legislation at the federal level. Each state had a rural development council. Over the years, councils have kind of ebbed and flowed in different states. Missouri's has hung in there. Right now, Extension has graciously loaned me as the executive director to the Missouri Rural Development Partners. Working with University of Missouri Extension, the State Department of Economic Development's Office of Rural Development, and then Dr. David O'Brien, who is a faculty member here at the university and is globally recognized for his survey work, we've pulled together a survey. The purpose of the survey is to help us better understand what's really going on out there in a rural community. What do people celebrate about their community? What do they find are challenges in their community? Having that information coupled with what we generally know about rural communities is numbers. How many people are there? Well, how much do they make in an annual year? What kind of businesses are there? We've got all those numbers, but we really need to hear the stories. We need to hear what's important to the folks out in rural Missouri. All this information will be pulled together into a report that's then shared with our elected officials and other interested parties to really take a really serious look at what do we need to do to help rural Missouri.
That's Sharon Gulick, Extension State Specialist and Director of Community Economic and Entrepreneurial Development. She's also the Executive Director of the Missouri Rural Development Partners. Whether you live in a city or out in the sticks, she wants you to take the new Missouri Rural Survey. You can find it online at tinyurl.com/rural17. I'll also put the link up on our website for this episode of Thinking Out Loud, which you can find at kbia.org. And if you're unable to access the survey online, you can call Sharon's office at 882-8393. They'll send you out a paper survey. My thanks to Sharon Gulick for being a guest on the show this evening. Tune in again next Tuesday at 6:30 for Thinking Out Loud. My guest will be Kristen Williams. The Columbia native has a new business doing graphic design work for cannabis businesses. Businesses doing work in those states where cannabis is legally available. Williams will also explore how she uses marijuana for healing. Also on next week's show, Carrie Hargrove from the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture is back with another installment of Farm Your Yard. Carrie's extolling the virtues of tracking your garden plantings and progress. That's all next week. For the show's executive producer, Darren Helwidge, I'm Trevor Harris. Thanks for listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
I'm fit to live. Set into that great void, my soul be heard. You want to know why I did what I did? sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.